In the past, we have found out, as we are talking about soil moisture, what are the controlling mechanisms. So that includes soil texture, vegetation, topographic features, and how that control the water, how it migrates in the soil system. So today I'm going to talk about how these particular factors, how they're sensitive, and how the soil moisture that we derive from remote sensing are relating to that and how sensitive to those. So the questions here are, does the land surface variable exhibit any nonlinear interaction among themselves? And if so, do they change with space and time? So that is one of our challenging questions to address in this context. The second question, what we are going to pose here is the what land surface variables contribute largest at a support scale. Support scale essentially means your support volume or a measurement. So if you have a small TDR, which is few centimeter, versus a remote sensor, which is measuring at several kilometers. And how does it vary spatio-temporally with hydroclimates? Because as we go, we're talking arid, semi-arid, humid climates. Are they consistent or different? So the task for us is to look into investigate the first order and second order and higher order interactions of radiative transfer models, which is, and spatio-temporally, using global sensitivity analysis. And our second task is to look into and develop an understanding of how sensitivity of land surface variable change with various support scale. So we'll look into the task one. So let's spend a minute here what we're talking about, the radiative transfer model, that is the backbone of all the retrieval that we see in the remote sensor. So if you look into this equation, essentially this is a tau omega model, which is used in almost every model that retrieves the soil moisture from passive microwave sensors. So this is your brightness temperature, and these are your polarity, frequency, and the incidence angle of this remote sensor. And that relates to your emissivity, your crop canopy temperature, all these other factors that go in addition to give you this soil moisture brightness temperature that eventually translated to soil moisture. So how this is contributed by what are the factors? So as your passive microwave emits from the land surface, it has multiple components. So it looks into various components, including that comes from the soil surface, from the vegetation, and the attenuation that goes from the vegetation to the soil and bounce back through the system to the atmosphere, which is captured by the remote sensor. So essentially, we are talking about three different factors, which is vegetation. Vegetation comprises of vegetation water content, their structure, how these plants are growing, and like corn versus soybean, surface roughness. All this microtopography is going to contribute to your reflections. So some of the factors that contribute to your roughness coefficients and their correlation length. Soil is important because we are looking into their soil moisture status depending on the wetness condition. Also the clay fraction, which is also how much water is retained in the system. So if you look into all these things together, that what is your remote sensor is capturing at multiple and higher scale. So if you have to dissect it, we have to really understand how sensitive all these parameters are contributing to your remote sensing signal. So we have done, and people have done before, this analysis with various different types of local sensitivity, but in the recent launch of SMAP, we are looking into a little more closely, not only the local sensitivity, which is just a linear expansion that you change your variable and parameter one at a time and see the reaction. On the other hand, what we are looking into the global sensitivity, we float all the parameters simultaneously and see how the covariance are changing for all these different parameters in this particular context that is captured by the remote sensor. So the basic reason for doing all this global sensitivity analysis to perturb the multiple parameters over a large range, so that way we can capture simultaneously the conditional variabilities that we are seeing from the remote sensing platform. So this is just the little math here, not big deal, but essentially what we are looking at here is the variance contribution and the total variance contribution of each parameter or the total variance of this entire thing. So we are looking into this variability, which is a additive function of individual parameters or individual attributes, their interactions at the second order as well as multi-order as you go propagate and how they interact. So essentially then we take into the sensitivity of first order, basically dividing by the total sensitivity or the second order by the interaction terms over the total variance here. And then we add them together to look at this, how sensitive all these different soil, vegetation and topographic parameters are in relation to the that signature we're getting from the remote sensor. In this particular one, we are trying to, in the task one, we're taking two different locations from the field sites where we observe the and measure the data from SMECS or two field sites, which is in Iowa, and the other one is from 2012 in Winnipeg, Canada. In this field are basically very similar in the hydroclimate, humid climate, with only difference here is that it has a higher temperature versus a lower temperature in Winnipeg, Canada. Sampling dates are given because we wanted to see the signature as it floats around and moves around across the season. And so this is some of the dates of this experiment versus this experiment. The crop types are very similar, soybean and corn, in both cases. And we are looking into all these factors, as I mentioned already, that we are looking into soil moisture, clay fraction, the topographic heterogeneity, correlation length and surface temperature, vegetation water content, vegetation structure, and single scaling albedo. So these are our factors we are looking carefully how sensitive they are. So let's look into some of the results. These are already published in Water Resources Research this year, so we can take some of these things and see some more detailed discussion out there. And so essentially we are looking at how these different factors are contributing to the sensitivity, total sensitivity of from the first order and total sensitivity. So this left bar is the first order sensitivity, this is the total sensitivity of these parameters. So the main message, this is a busy figure, but the main message here is that this is particularly for Iowa with corn crop. We are trying to show as we propagate with time, this sensitivity of these different parameters are changing all the time. And in some occasion it is kind of going up, some occasion it is going down, depending on how these are. Your vegetation is growing, biomass is growing, or your soil, depending on precipitation event, maybe the surface roughness is changing, and wetness is changing. So all these factors are simultaneously acting on the soil moisture retrieval. So we are showing this, and we can see that there are different factors, but you can see certain significant jump in different times when you are measuring those for your second order correlation between these different parameters, between land surface, soil moisture, and as well as your topographic features, soil moisture, vegetation, water content, different types of things here. This is the contrary to that one, which is much more mingled. Here is the soybean in Iowa case, and you can see that there's a difference because the very basic difference is the corn is a structured plant compared to the soybean, which is much more unstructured. So in those cases, some of these relationship and their second order sensitivity are going to be different. So in this particular case, you can see that your variability in this one is much more significant for the topographic index rather than anything else because your structure is diluted by some of this particular crop type. Here is another one, the Winnipeg, which is a more energy limited condition because Iowa is more water limited. Here in this case, is Winnipeg is because of lower temperature and higher moisture content. So most of the signature you are seeing here are coming from soil moisture. The very few signals and some of those things are coming from other factors that we are investigating here. So you can see there is a subtle difference as you propagate with time, as the crop is growing, so the second order sensitivity is actually changing, but in most occasions dominated by the soil moisture because this is an energy limited system compared to the Iowa system. So this is the same thing, but for soybean, there are subtle differences between corn and soybean. You can see some more pronouncement of some of these factors of this surface roughness, but overall still soil moisture plays a big role. Here is a nice figure to showcase the differences between different types of crop, corn versus soybean. This is right hand side is soybean, and this is corn, and these are different fields from Iowa and Winnipeg, Canada. So you can see some factors are growing as we propagate in time and season, whereas some factors are reducing as you propagate in time. So in other words, the display of these different contributors are changing as we speak. Similarly, you can see that also here in this case is also kind of reducing, some are increasing. So this is a lot of information out there to strategize our future retrieval algorithms and improve those to adjust it based on your hydroclimate, crop types, and different types of topographic features and wetness conditions. So overarching message from this particular task one, we are trying to say that soil moisture is the interplay between your, suppose this is a water-rich environment versus an energy-rich environment. They are all related to each other in various ways. The size of these bulbs show their importance. So in this case, when you have a water-rich environment, soil moisture dominates. Other factors play a role, but interactions are limited. On the other hand, when it's an energy-rich environment, you have different big factors, and their interplays are also playing a big role in your retrieval of soil moisture. So that is one of our biggest conclusion from this particular work. So essentially, we're trying to show between these two contrasting hydroclimatic environment in Iowa versus the Winnipeg. So let's conclusions are: the attenuation of soil emission by vegetation parameters can be significant in structured plant in corn, and interaction of this increases with roughness and soil moisture conditions. The second one is the effect of the beta, which is the structural parameter, and albedo are significant in structured vegetation such as corn plants, and also showing increasing sensitivity with vegetation water content and soil moisture. So thus assuming a constant value of beta under soil moisture and VWC in our retrieval algorithm will affect the soil moisture retrieval accuracy. How is it going? Soil moisture and surface temperature also show a monotonically decreasing sensitivity, whereas these other factors are monotonically increasing sensitivity function with increasing soil moisture. And the clay fraction sensitivity shows an increasing function up to the transition soil moisture, after which it drops exponentially with increase of soil moisture. This is essentially kind of showing all these details about various factors, how they react under different conditions. For similar surface roughness conditions, sensitivity of roughness parameters is higher in wet soils than dry soil, because your emission is starting from the near surface, because as you get wetter, the emission is happening only near surface. That is why it is more sensitive there. I think I will jump into the next one, which is maybe not this one, the task two. This one we are trying to do one thing. Here we are looking at the heterogeneity aspect in a bigger pixel, where you have different types of vegetation and how you aggregate the information to get a different support scale, these values. So the main message, we are trying to see whether the sensitivity is holding good as we propagate and assimilate the data and upscale to different support volume or support scale, and how sensitive are these parameters are. So in this particular case, we have taken three locations besides the previous two, SMEX-02, SMAVHEX-12. We have also added SMEX-04, that is in Arizona site. Arizona is much more native, no agriculture, so we picked that particular site in contrast to some of these agricultural sites. Here, the signatures are very encouraging to see that how these things behave in different kind of conditions. And you can see that in some of these things, as we propagate in here, the x-axis is scale now, the support scale. We go from the 800 meter to 25 kilometer. And you can see that some of these factors in sensitivity are reducing, whereas some of the factors are increasing. And you can see that distinctly in these different parts across this particular field campaign. And this is another day, similar signature, similar features for Iowa. On the contrary, if you go to Arizona, most of the factors are contributed by one factor, whereas they are more consistent across the scale. So essentially, even if you upscale to the different higher support scale, your sensitivity is not changing as much. Whereas some of the other locations like Iowa and Winnipeg, we are seeing the sensitivity as we go up in the higher in the total scale. So some of these things are also signature of various days as the crops are growing and some of the vegetations are growing across the area. There are some changes, but still the major portions are coming from a particular single variable, which is much more sensitive. And this is for Winnipeg, similar. You can see the signatures are increasing and some are decreasing for different days. So the conclusion here is that the sensitivity of brightness temperature, which is measured by vertical as well as horizontal polarization of soil moisture, to soil moisture and vegetation water content and surface roughness, decreases with increasing scale, whereas the sensitivity of roughness and vegetation parameter increases with scale. So that is a significant finding. The trend in sensitivity of brightness temperature to various land surface variables remain the same for in both polarization, vertical and horizontal. However, the magnitude of variability varies with polarization. This is one of the bigger conclusions, but the main point here is that the retrieval algorithm need to be improved, because what we are seeing here, because one size doesn't fit all, so we have to really go back and improve the retrieval algorithm that we can get better soil moisture products from this MAP mission and other missions. And finally, for SMEXO2, which is much more like a natural setup in Arizona, soil moisture is the single most important variable, whereas the SMEXO2 and SMAPVEX various in those conditions, various land surface variables, so sensitivity. Thank you so much.
We have time for a question.
Yes. Yeah, how do you define vegetation structure?
How define?
How do you define it for your model?
Well, essentially, this is basically, there are some formulations depending on your structure and the canopy, how it develops, and we measure the LAI, we measure the angles and all those kind of things we define. I exactly don't have the equation here, how you define that particular structure, but essentially it gives a dimension, the height, weight, and the leaves orientation and angles, we define the structure.
Thank you.